The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continue our reading from the article 99, Great Ways to Save, the 2025 edition that appeared in the AARP Bulletin. And we will begin the second portion of this article today under the category of personal finance. And we will start with savings idea number 53. Pay your mortgage every 2 weeks. If you pay half your monthly mortgage biweekly, you'll end up making one extra monthly payment each year. The extra amount is applied to the principal. So a $350,000 mortgage at 7% could be paid off in 23.7 years instead of 30. And that's a savings in interest of $120,619. Number 54, do the same for credit cards. If you're carrying a balance, you'll pay less interest even if the two payments equal what you would have paid with one monthly payment. Paying more frequently also improves your credit score, making you eligible for cards with fewer fees and better rewards. Number 55, carry cash again. In recent years, credit card companies have increased the processing fees they charge businesses up to 3% of purchases. More and more small businesses will pass the fee on to you unless you pay cash. And research including a 2021 study published in Scientific Reports has shown that people who pay with cash spend less. Number 56, consider digital banking. Online-only banks generally offer better rates, better savings account rates, and lower or no fees compared with traditional banks. However, there's little or no customer service, and they have limited ATMs, which can make withdrawing and depositing a hassle. Number 57, use AARP calculators. AARP offers access to calculators to help you plan your finances, including creating a budget, mortgage and credit card payoffs, and figuring out your net worth and more. You can go to aarp.org/calculators and click on Personal Finance to start your savings. And number 58, try a budgeting app. Nowadays, you have lots of apps to choose from. Some require active monthly input. Others will automatically allocate your funds. Some are linked to your accounts. Some charge fees. And there are apps that keep track of your investments as well as your budget. To find out the one that suits you best, start at nerdwallet.com and search for the best budget apps for 2025. Number 59, use a debt payoff calculator. To successfully pay off debt, you'll need a strategy that prioritizes payments, helps you decide what to consolidate, and keeps you informed about your progress. There are numerous online calculators and apps designed to help. You can check out calculator.net/debt-payoff, which is free. The Debt Payoff Planner phone app has a free basic version and a version with additional features for a $2 per month charge. Number 60, get the best credit card for you. Finding the ideal card depends on your lifestyle and spending habits. Are you looking for cash back, travel points, the lowest interest rates? Go to cardmatch.com or cardrates.com to compare cards. Now let's move under car care. Number 61, use synthetic oil. Yes, it costs twice as much as natural oil, but it can last twice as long. Synthetic oil reduces wear on your engine, prolonging its life and giving you a little extra horsepower as well. Number 62, warm up your EV. Running an electric vehicle's cabin heater when the outside temperature is 20 degrees or below will reduce average driving range by as much as 41%, a 2019 AAA study showed. To avoid that, warm up the interior of the car while your EV is charging, and then use the seat and steering wheel heaters to stay comfortable while you're driving. Number 63, watch EV tire pressure. Electric vehicles have special higher pressure tires to handle the extra weight of the batteries. They also provide greater starting torque and less rolling resistance. While tires on any vehicle should be kept at the proper pressure, it is especially important for EVs to maximize range, extend the life of the tires, and prevent blowouts from overheated tires. Number 64, shop around for gas. Prices vary by state, so check gasprices.aaa.com if you're planning an interstate drive or live close to a state border. For example, filling up at $3.29 a gallon in Arizona instead of $4.53 in California would save you $12.60 on 10 gallons of gas. Free mobile apps such as AAA, Gas Buddy, and Gas Guru allow you to see fuel prices at nearby stations so you can find the cheapest option. 65. Check engine belts. Periodically open the hood and look for cracks, splits, or fraying at the top or glazing on the sides. Twist the belt, check for cracks, separating layers, or missing chunks underneath. You could save an average of $100 in towing costs, not to mention the hassle of being stuck on the road. Number 66, consider the cost of ownership. The purchase price of an automobile is just the beginning of your expenses. You want an idea of what the car will cost over time to make smart purchase decisions. Consumer Reports, Edmunds, and Kelley Blue Book have ownership cost by makes and models. For example, the Toyota Camry and Honda Accord are nearly identical in price, but the Accord will cost $1,987 more to own during the first 5 years, according to Edmunds. Let's move to insurance. Number 67. Let Big Brother ride along. More drivers are allowing their insurers to use technology called telematics to track their driving. They can then qualify for a lower premium that on average saves $120 a year by demonstrating good habits such as obeying the speed limit, braking gradually and avoiding sudden stops, or tight cornering. To decide if you are comfortable with that level of sharing, read the fine print carefully. Be aware that being deemed a bad driver could increase your rates. Number 68, stack small discounts for big savings. Each insurer has a unique list of ways to nab discounts. Call your carrier to learn what's offered. Common options include discounts for people over a certain age, students with a 3.0 or a 3.5 GPA or higher, certain occupations such as police officers or firefighters, members of specific affinity groups such as universities or professional organizations, and some safety features. Number 69, pay up front. Many carriers will offer a 5 to 15% discount on your premium if you pay for 6 to 12 months of coverage up front instead of monthly. You may also save by enrolling in automatic payments. Number 70. And we'll now move to AARP member benefits, starting at savings tip number 70. AARP offers its members lots of ways to save money. Here's a look at some of those discounts. Number 70, Walmart Plus. AARP members save $40 on a Walmart annual membership. Walmart Plus members get free delivery from store, free shipping, with no order minimum, gas savings, and more. Number 71, Paramount Plus members can save 10% on any Paramount plan and can start streaming more than 45,000 episodes and blockbuster movies, live sports, news, and exclusive originals all in one place. Saving number 72, ExxonMobil. When you link your ExxonMobil rewards account to your AARP membership, you earn extra points on fuel and convenience store items. Plus, you'll get double the points on fuel on AARP member days. Number 73, restaurants. Up to 15% off at Denny's, Outback Steakhouse, Carrabba's, Italian Grill, and Bonefish Grill, plus your favorite local spots. Saving tip number 74, car rentals. Up to 35% off base rates when you choose pay now at reservations, or up to 30% off with pay later at the pickup counter at Avis and Budget. Continuing with AARP savings, number 75, prescription savings for everyone. And AARP members receive an additional benefits, including deeper discounts on medications, home delivery, and coverage for your dependents through AARP prescription discounts. Number 76, Allstate Roadside. Roadside protection plan starting at $5.50 per month, including Roadside Assist and Roadside Advantage. Number 77, flowers and gifts. AARP members get 25% off site-wide and 30% off select items from FTD and Pro Flowers. Number 78, vision discounts. Members and their families enjoy exclusive savings on eyewear at Target Optical, Lens Crafters, and Vision Works. And number 79, Rush My Passport. AARP members and their families can save 15% on expedited U.S. passport and travel visa services. Expedited options are available for all passport types. And then now we'll move to number 80, switch coverage if you drive infrequently. Niche carriers such as Root or Metromile cater to low-mile drivers. Your rate depends on how much and how safely you drive. If you get behind the wheel only once a week to go to the store or doctor, you can save more than $1,000 a year compared with traditional car insurance. And number 81, inventory your home. You'll be hard-pressed to remember all of your possessions if a fire, flood, or hurricane devastates your house. You'll want a list of them to get a fast, accurate payout from your insurer. Walk around your house and take a video, narrating the belongings in all your rooms, including closets, cupboards, and drawers. Upload it to your computer and the cloud, then hope you'll never need it. And now we'll move on to entertainment savings. Number 82, take advantage of new credit card perks. It's been a while since you've browsed what your card offers. You're likely leaving money on the table. Insurers are constantly updating their perks. You may be surprised to find some issuers have added discounts on food delivery, ride hailing and music, and video streaming, as well as pre-sale tickets for concerts and shows. Number 83. Buy discounted gift cards. Many big box retailers and credit card issuers, particularly during holiday promotions, offer deals on gift cards for restaurants, travel, movies, and more. You could save $20 to $25 on a gift card package worth $100 to a casual pizza chain, for example. Savings idea number 84, enjoy a mocktail. Alcohol-free cocktails with great adult flavor profiles are popping up on restaurants and bar menus as more consumers cut back on drinking. Cheers to savings may be $5 a drink and improving your health. Number 85. Choose leaner streaming services. YouTube TV and similar brands offer 100-plus live television channels and feel similar to cable for around $80 a month. Lower-priced competitors such as Frndly TV and Philo, that's P-H-I-L-O, give you more than 50 and 70 channels respectively for roughly $55 to $70 less a month. Frndly TV and Philo rank tops in customer satisfaction surveys, according to cable TV. To still receive local sports and news channels, pair your service with a television antenna. Number 86. And then customize your bundle for free. To round out your viewing options, check out the services that cost nothing in exchange for watching ads, such as Tubi, Pluto TV, and Plex. They have hundreds of channels, so you should find something geared to your taste. Now let's move on to smartphones. Savings idea 87, time purchases around new releases. Smartphone manufacturers often run promotions around the time they release a new device to get as many customers as possible to buy the latest technology. In fact, you can often get more money for the phone you trade in during this time, lowering your out-of-pocket cost for that new model. Number 88, or better yet, buy the older model. Phones have become so insanely powerful that very few consumers use all their features. Chances are, last year's model, or even the one from 2 years back, is more than adequate for your needs and may cost $100 to $200 less. Major manufacturers usually support devices and provide replacement parts for at least 5 to 7 years. Screen protectors and cases for older models are more likely to be on sale as well. Number 89, or get a mid-tier device. Manufacturers sell more affordable versions of flagship devices. These mid-price models, still compact with high-end technology and features, more than enough for average users. For example, the iPhone 16e has many features similar to the fancier 16 model, but starts at $200 less. The Google Pixel 9a and the Samsung FE are popular models selling at friendlier prices. Number 90, buy an unlocked phone. Usually, new phones you buy from a carrier come attached to that carrier's network. If you buy from a phone maker, you can choose not to be tethered to any carrier. This gives you more flexibility later to switch networks to snag a lower price. Number 91, avoid redundant insurance. Some credit cards include insurance for damaged or stolen phones as long as you pay your monthly phone bill with the card. So check the fine print of your current cards before you spend $10 to $20 per month for the protection sold through your carrier. Number 92, test out cheaper networks. Before you commit to a lower price carrier and network, ask to test it out for a week to ensure it works for you. Many companies will give you a physical or electronic SIM card for a trial. Now let's move to dental care. Savings idea number 93. Time procedures to maximize coverage. Most dental insurers offer a maximum annual payout, such as $1,500. Once you blow through that, you're usually paying out of pocket. For pricey procedures running above that maximum, spread out the service when possible. One appointment in December and one in January will reduce your share of the bill. Number 94, visit a dental school. Check out the websites of local colleges and universities to find out if their dental students offer care. Fees can be up to 50% lower than private practice charges. They often even accept insurance. Number 95, stop problems early. Many insurance companies cover 80% of the cost of filling a cavity once your annual deductible is met, which may run $150 to $300 for one or two teeth. But if your cavity grows into a more complex problem that requires advanced restorative work, your insurer typically pays a smaller share of the more expensive bill, say 50% towards the cost of a crown that can run $500 and up. The price of letting the problem linger, at least $220, sometimes substantially more. And shopping apps. Number 96, automate comparison shopping. While you shop from your phone or computer, apps and browser extensions can work in the background, finding the best promo codes and comparing prices across various retailers. Popular programs include RetailMeNot, Honey, Shop Savvy, Coupon Cabin, and Capital One Shopping. RetailMeNot, for example, has thousands of discount codes, some not available elsewhere, that can be automatically added at checkout. Shop Savvy lets you compare prices across thousands of websites and alerts you if an item that you've been eyeing goes on sale. Number 97, earn cash back. An easy way to save on items you're already buying, such as groceries and household staples, is to sign up for a cash back app or platform. Then when you shop at participating retailers, you'll get back a percentage of your purchase, usually 2 to 10%, or a dollar value. The money is usually sent through PayPal or Venmo or by check. Check out programs such as RetailMeNot, Eboda, etc. for great deals on groceries. Number 98. Shop through your credit card issuer. Log into your credit card rewards site every month or so and browse the shopping deals that often are overlooked. You may find discounts and cashback opportunities at specific retailers, some of which you must activate before even shopping. Another noteworthy offer you may find on your account, some issuers let you make a large purchase and pay it over time at a lower interest rate than your regular credit card rate. And number 99, track subscription services. More than 40% of consumers have forgotten about a subscription that they're paying for, and they also underestimate how much they're paying for subscriptions, by an average of $130 a month. Keeping track of what you've signed up for and at the same time remembering when free trial periods end requires organization. Apps like Rocket Money and Bobby can help you manage the chaos. Or you can track your subscriptions on an Excel spreadsheet in a computer file and set calendar alerts to cancel free trials. And as we wrap up our episode today, here's an interesting article that appeared in Kiplinger Personal Finance, this article by Ella Vinson, The Pitfalls of a Cash Advance. Nearly one in four Americans don't have an emergency fund, according to Bankrate. If you're among those without enough cash on hand to cover an unexpected expense, you may be tempted to use a credit card cash advance as a quick solution. But you'll pay for the convenience in high interest and fees. A cash advance is a short-term loan from your card issuer, allowing you to borrow against your card's credit limit with no collateral required. You can typically get the cash at an ATM or a local bank branch. How much you can withdraw depends on your card issuer's rules. Cash advances may be capped in a few $100s or about 30% of your card's credit limit. You'll pay an upfront fee, usually the greater of amount $10 or 3 to 6% of the transaction amount. Interest accrues immediately. There's no interest-free grace period, which most credit cards offer on standard purchases. And the cash advance interest rate often is in the range of 25% to 30%, which is usually higher than the rate applied to purchases, says credit expert Jerry Detweiler. Not only do cash advances hit your wallet, they can also hurt your credit score. While you take out a cash advance, the unpaid balance counts towards your credit utilization ratio, which is the percent of available credit that you're using on your credit card. If your utilization ratio rises because of the cash advance, your credit score may drop. As an alternative to a cash advance, try asking your bank or credit union for a low-cost loan to help cover emergency costs. Another option, open a credit card with a 0% introductory rate on purchases. The Wells Fargo Reflex card, for example, charges no interest for 21 months. But if you take this route, be sure to pay off the balance before the 0% window closes. After that, you'll likely owe double-digit interest on any remaining balance. And we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.